Now, without further ado, we are going to introduce our next guest. Very excited to chat to this very talented person, Venus Virgin. Thank you for coming into Joy.
Hi, guys. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
We've been talking about you for weeks, you know, about our art auction, but about how brilliant you are in what you do in the art world. And this is my role of flattering today, but let's talk about where you got that start. Where did the inspiration for art come from? Was it early on?
Well, I've been following a lot of the 60s art pop legends and many artists, and I seem to have gravitated towards pop because it was energetic, it was colourful, it was vibrant, and it was about storytelling. So I'm a big storyteller, as you know. I have many stories to tell.
and you as a person are very much an art piece in itself. Would you call yourself an installation?
Absolutely. I'm walking art, basically. now, if the listeners can actually see what I'm wearing, they'll probably... I look like an art piece. Mickey Mouse ears, graphic tights, the whole shebang.
Right. Now, what is it about art that, you know, like, had drew, you know, like, what was your inspiration in the beginning? Yeah, I know you said, you know, the 60s and whatever in the pop culture, but what was it? What was the little spark that made you say, I want to be an artist?
I think when I sort of decided to transgender, so that moment, I think I had this amazing clarity about where I was going, what I was doing, who I was, and the art was an extension of me transitioning. So I'm telling my story through my art.
Yep.
And after 4 years of transgendering, I'm sort of getting to a stage where the art's coming out and people are actually sort of viewing it and enjoying it and buying it.
Is that a bit of a scary proposition, though, you know, completely putting yourself out there, I guess, for judgment and, you know, for critiquing? Was it a big step for you at that point?
Well, I'm not shy, so I'm kind of up for everything now. There's nowhere to hide. I've said everything now. I'm not hiding behind anything anymore. So
yeah,
it was a whole process.
And you seem very happy, and your art is very happy. You know, like, which is a very positive thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. Being storyteller as I am, the art has social commentary in it. It sort of gives people an idea of where we're at as like humanity and what we're doing about war and love and all those values that we hold dear, you know. And I'm just sort of reflecting it and then just putting in people's faces and letting them decide.
So what is the main form of your art? Is it, you know, like, do you have original paintings or is it all printmaking?
Good question, yeah. Well, it is a process because all of those pieces are collaged. So what that means to the listeners is that everything that you see has been hand-cut, hand-coloured.
Love it.
And then the process was shooting it digitally so we can reproduce it for other people and then change the size and all of that. But the colours stay true. So the colours and the collage are about actual colour. So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. And as you said, you're very influenced by the 60s pop. Mm. I get a feeling very much of Andy Warhol, but you've moved totally beyond the style that he was doing then to make it very now.
Yeah, because the look of it's pop, but the statements and the messaging behind it's very now and relevant. Mm. And they're sort of things that I want to say It's like my voice through art.
Right. Well, one of the pieces that you've kindly donated for our mm-hmm. art auction is a piece where, you, when you first look at it, it's this a bust of a woman, and then there's a gas mask, and then there what you think a Mickey Mouse is, but they're actually two like little Tom and Jerry bombs that are the ears that with the wicks on them burning. What's that all about?
Well, the title of that art piece is called Super Trooper. So it's what I've grown up with Star Wars and Star Trek. So they're the Trekkie helmets. And I just thought, life's just all Mickey Mouse. So then I turned the ears into bombs because that's what we're all sort of doing at the moment. So but it's just a humorous sort of a look at
what's going on in the world at this moment.
What's going on
in
the world. So yep. It's quite comical, what's happening in the world.
Well, it is.
So I reflect that.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Comical, but very, very shocking at the same time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Where we can add a little bit of humour, we're in these grey times and dark times. I'm all for it.
Right.
It is, you know, the world of satire is so huge at the moment.
Absolutely.
So do you kind of see it as a bit of a satire as well? Is it taken a bit further than just a commentary?
Yeah, I do, because there's a lot of these interesting, odd leaders in the world which are like, well, they're running the world for us and we don't have much to say about it. Mm. We just have to be led.
Now, where do you see your art leading you? What's your end result? Have you got one, or are you just going through the process and it's taking all the twists and curves as you're going along?
No, good question. I've done like a couple of series already. One was a space art series, and that was a collaboration with my photo maker Robert Earp at Glow Studios. That was more of a futuristic, planetary, where we're heading as a, you know, humanity and a species. The idea of futuristic forward motion, like, where are we heading to? What are we doing? Space travel, all these things that people kind of talk about but don't really sort of fully understand quite yet. So it's coming.
Yeah. And so that's where you see your art is, that, you know, like, you're predicting a little bit of the future, but again, in a fun way.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm really big on futurism.
Yep.
And I really get behind the people, not the leaders of this world, because they're doing a fabulous job as it is, but the people that kind of endorse, like, the race to space and, like, technologies that are future forward. And just forward motion. I think just getting on with it, moving on.
Yeah. Have you got a new exhibition coming up at any stage soon, or you just did one not all that long ago, didn't you?
Yeah. We were part of this year's Fringe, so, and then I had a standalone exhibition for my pop art at Glow Studios.
Yep.
And the space art series was lucky to be accepted by the Head-On International Photo Festival.
Excellent.
So, yeah, and then there was a gallery called the Black Eye Gallery in Darlinghurst Road, Darlinghurst, which showed the work for 3 weeks. So,
right,
Sydney was fabulous for 3 weeks.
and was that around Mardi Gras time, or was it just after Mardi Gras?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
It's their big annual Head-On festival that they have. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know that festival.
And speaking of sort of Sydney and Melbourne, is there a specific kind of Melburnian slant to what you do as well?
No, I think it's kind of
more
the
universal
way I think. Yeah, absolutely, David. It's got a global appeal, mm-hmm. and like the eyes are like, I think now with social media and websites and technology, I think everyone's watching. So I've kind of known that, and I've sort of designed it for that reason.
Yep.
So to tell a message, I don't want to just be local, which I do because I live locally, but I want it to resonate globally.
Well,
For change.
Well, interesting. My best friend here in Melbourne, Gail, who Brendan knows quite well, she is a follower of yours on Instagram.
Oh, wow.
And when I told her that you've donated a couple of pieces for our art auction, she said, "Oh my God, I love her stuff, and I was thinking about buying a piece." So she's going to bid for your Mickey Mousey one at the auction on Thursday night.
That is fantastic. And I encourage everyone that's coming to the Joy Auction coming up. When is it?
This Thursday night. You better be there.
I am certainly yes. going to be there.
Yes, and it's at the Cohen Cellars, which is in East Melbourne. And you've got to book through Joy because there's limited spots. So just Absolutely. Go to joy.org.au. So we'll see you there. And thank you so much for being part of this auction. And we're going to have so much fun on Thursday night and hopefully make lots of money for Joy as well.
Absolutely. That's the aim.
Yep.
And I think can't wait to showcase my new outfit.
Oh, there we go.
Just saying.
I love your handbag, which is a dog, which people are walking down the street wanting to pat it, you were saying. and it's got this amazing choker necklace on. Thank you so much, Venus Virgin, for coming in today and for being part of the Joy Art Auction.
Thank you, guys. I really love you all.
Oh, thank you so much for coming in. You're on Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9.